SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In the Middle East, tensions at the highest level now since the war began last October. Now, Iran launching several dozen drones and cruise missiles overnight, all of them headed at this hour toward Israel. It is expected the Israelis will be able to shoot down the Iranian hardware if possible. It's also been noted U.S. forces in the Mediterranean Sea will be assisting the Israelis in that matter. It marks a dangerous new beginning, though, to the crisis because it is the first time that Tehran itself has entered the fray. In the past, Iran has used proxies, primarily Hamas, Hezbollah, and a few others to attack the Israelis. In the meantime, Israeli aviation authorities have closed Israeli airspace to all flights in and out of that country. Well, former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says the Biden administration is treading cautiously when it comes to American policy.
There are two voices there. If you listen to John Kirby at the NSC, and if you listen to Matt Miller at the State Department, you think you're talking about two different administrations. And sometimes you get very different messages even from the Secretary of State. They're trying to walk a very, very fine line, and the line is getting thinner.
Oren was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network this week. Also at srnnews.com, President Biden cutting short a weekend vacation in Delaware. He is now back at the White House and reportedly will be addressing the United States not too long from now. He has been meeting in the last few minutes with his national security team and monitoring the situation in the Middle East. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention, well, it's shrinking.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers approving a measure that would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and West Virginia, all of them backed by Live Action, a leading pro-life organization. This is SRN News. Correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on high-level talks between North Korea and China.
A Chinese official meets North Korean leader Kim for highest-level talks in years. A top-ranking Chinese official is reaffirming ties with North Korea, meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital, Pyongyang. The visit by Zhao Leji, who ranks third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, comes amid North Korean test firing of missiles to intimidate South Korea and its ally, the U.S. After the meeting, Chinese state media reports that Zhao told Kim China looks forward to developing ties, adding that Zhao made no mention of the political situation on the peninsula or the region. The meeting concludes a three-day-long state visit by China to North Korea, the first high level since the start of the pandemic. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
More details at srnnews.com.